Hello and welcome to Debatatorium 2006, the show in which people debate the hot button issues of today, solving them once and for all so that we don't have to worry about them anymore. This episode is a particularly hot button issue, which means you push the button and it's very hot. I'll tell you in a minute what we're debating, but first let's introduce our skilled expert debaters who have been studying for this debate quite a while. Debater number one.
Hello.
Hi there. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Dot, and I am the smallest person on your planet.
Now, why are you calling it my planet?
Because I am from the planet Small, and we are all my size there.
Okay, so how are you the smallest person on my planet if you're from another planet?
Currently, I'm on your planet.
Okay, that's kind of a technicality.
Okay.
All right. And debater number two.
Yes, hello.
Please introduce yourself.
I am Roland Thomas, and I'm here to represent the Log Cabin Republicans.
Welcome, welcome, thank you. I'm really happy that you're here. And of course, I'm especially happy that you're here because of this such a very important issue in which you are here to say... I'm sorry, what was your last name? I forgot.
Mr. Thomas.
Mr. Thomas is here as a member of the Log Cabin Republicans to say that torture is not an acceptable interrogation technique, while Ms. Small here believes, of course, that it is, as I'm sure you could guess from her planet Small. But Mr. Thomas, as the opposition, you do get to go first. Tell us why torture is not acceptable.
Well, honestly, I believe that torture should be acceptable only in the bedroom. It's something that's very close to me, very personal, and it should be against... You know, two loving partners that obviously, you know, can't get married, but I definitely believe that it should be restricted only to sadomasochism.
But in interrogations, when for example, if you captured a terrorist.
That filthies the whole thing. It's no longer sacred at that point.
Okay, so to torture a terrorist cheapens torture.
Exactly. They don't deserve that.
Interesting. That's an interesting point of view. And Ms. Small, why don't you respond to this?
This is actually something that is very near and dear to me as a former citizen of Planet Small.
Former?
Yes, I live on Earth now, as I explained.
Oh, I thought you were just visiting. I didn't
realize.
No,
I live here. Planet Small is currently one of the most peaceful planets in the universe. And this is because it has a history of torture as an interrogation technique.
Entirely untrue.
It has been extremely successful, and in fact, it has sort of been the cause of our very small size.
I don't understand.
It's kind of like when you, in China, when they do foot binding, and eventually the foot gets smaller.
Are you saying that you did body binding?
Yes. Among other things.
To make your body smaller.
Yes.
And this made you peaceful?
Eventually, people were so afraid of the interrogation techniques that they didn't do anything bad anymore.
So you live constantly in fear?
Well, I don't really anymore, because it is so peaceful there that I started to miss the torture interrogation techniques, so I moved here.
Wait. But I don't understand. If they had those torture techniques there, why did you have to come here to
get
them?
Because they don't use them anymore. They don't need to.
Can I see your immigration papers, please?
I don't have them on me. I already live here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so you just decided to walk across the Rio Grande.
I'm from another planet, sir.
I thought you said you were an alien.
Yes, from another planet.
And let me get one thing straight. The most peaceful planet in the universe is the United States of America.
That's a pretty good point. But here's what I don't understand. You're saying that torture is good.
Yes.
Because it deters crime.
It will eventually create peace.
Except for the fact that you and gentlemen like Mr. Thomas enjoy torture and therefore possibly would commit crime in order to be tortured.
I don't like torture happening to myself.
You just said you missed it.
I miss it happening in general.
Oh.
We get used to it after a while, it being a part of our society.
Do you want to respond to this, Mr. Thomas? Or?
Well, I do know what much. I mean, it is addictive. Once you start, you know, after the first 4 hours and you're hanging upside down, you know, from your testicles, it's...
I don't have any of those.
Well, if you did, they'd probably be too small for me to see.
Well, I don't think we want to see them, especially not on the radio, but...
I don't have any!
It's all right. You don't have to... All right, the point is, we do have an expert here, I think, who does want to... Introduce himself.
Yeah, I'm Senator Smith-Smith, senator and part-time game show host.
Senator Smith-Smith, it's nice to have you. What state are you from again? I forget.
State of New York.
Welcome. What did you want to comment on today?
Well, I wanted to comment on the whole subject of torture. Where do I begin? I'm actually a senator from the future, and our modern political science, which is far better than anything you presenties, as we call you, have.
Wait a minute, hold on. What? You call us presenties in the future?
Yes, presenties.
Wouldn't we be pasties?
Don't get caught up in semantics, please. But, as I was saying, It's so evidently clear in our time that torture is a perfectly acceptable thing to use in a time of war.
Why?
It's so easy. I mean, you know, if you gotta find out the secrets that could save thousands of lives, and that's the only thing you have, well, that's what you gotta use.
Now this, I gotta say, this doesn't seem like sophisticated future political science. This seems kind of like the same old political science we've always heard.
That's what I'd expect a presenty to think.
Well, a pasty?
A pasty, whatever you want to call yourselves.
I don't call myself, I would call myself, alright.
I'm sorry, Senator, what party do you represent?
The Super Neo Progressive Cons.
So you're a communist?
No, no, that's a super neo-progressive comms.
You're a pro-com? Please. You're a pro-con?
No, those are the neo-progressive comms. Communists.
Yeah, but you're a pro-con.
A pro-con, yes.
Interesting.
Look, I've taken 10 years of poli-sci, and, you know, I'm a senator, and I'm a game show host. I don't really need to explain this stuff to you people. You're not gonna get it.
What game show do you host?
It's nothing any of you pasties would be familiar with, but called Guess What That Celebrity's Doing Today. And if it's
do you guess what a celebrity's doing that day?
Of course.
Oh, what do you get if you win?
Money.
What do you get if you lose?
We all laugh at you and make fun of you.
I was kind of hoping you would torture them if they lost.
Well, we do that too, but we're more for the psychological torture.
Oh.
That sounds more sophisticated than what we do.
Yeah, I think this kind of well, I don't know. I mean, what kind of torture are you promoting? Are you promoting physical torture or
any of the above? Whatever is most successful. You know, look, people respond best to physical violence, so probably physical.
And what about you? What kind of torture are you against? All kinds or just certain kinds?
Well, yeah, mostly the physical kind, but you know, it really isn't. It's really the intent behind the torture is what counts. It's the thought that counts. And, you know, I just feel that there's no way that you could really tell somebody, you know, you've been tortured, you've probably gotten off on it by now, and you probably want to torture some other people, don't do this again.
I don't think that's why we do it. In fact, if they got off on it, I think it would be counterproductive.
Look, it's really simple, and you guys just don't get it. You know, we're in a war. In the future, of course. And if you want to find out something that the enemy's going to do that's going to kill thousands of soldiers, you gotta torture them. It's really not much more complicated than that.
All right, well, that seems like pretty simple of an argument. Now, interestingly, we do have, we actually have a alleged terrorist who has been tortured, and I think he wants to say a few things about that.
Hi there.
Hi, your name, please?
Hi, my name's John Donaldson. I'm a librarian.
Okay, John, good to meet you. Librarian. Now, apparently you were arrested for terrorism, suspected terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
And you were tortured.
Oh, yes, horribly.
Can you tell us about it?
Kind of sucked. Yeah? Not gonna lie there.
Did you give up?
Well, actually, I did lie there. I was kind of strapped down, and they dropped water on my head for, 3 hours, and then I broke down and told them whatever would make them stop hurting me.
So it worked?
Yeah, my entire family got killed.
Wait, I'm sorry, your family got killed? How's that?
Was that the goal?
I'm not sure. They were asking me about, you know, do I know anybody who might be a terrorist, maybe my family, so I really wanted them to stop dripping water on my head, so I was like, okay, yeah. Sure.
Were your family terrorists, really?
Well, no, actually. They were also librarians, except for John, who was a banker. Oh, and Leonard, but he's a wizard, so we don't talk too much about him.
Do you check out terror books?
No, I actually don't check out many books myself. It's the thrill of ownership for me, really. I actually prefer to purchase my own books.
Say, did you talk about Leonard the wizard?
Yeah, he's my cousin, Len Donaldson.
Oh, we make fun of that guy so much in the future.
Okay.
Why do you do that?
I've been tortured and apparently everything my family does will come to nothing. Thanks a lot, jerk.
Anytime.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, well, now, thank you, but I do want to, now, as you are an actual torturee, so to speak.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say on behalf, whose side are you on? Are you on the side of Mr. Thomas here or Ms. Small?
Well, normally, I do hate it when, you know, people blow up my buildings or steal my books or fart too loudly, but now that my entire family is dead, I gotta say, torture, not such a good idea.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're on the side of Mr. Thomas.
Don't listen to him.
No, I think, aren't you, you're on the non-torture side with
him. Yeah, I think what you're trying to say is do listen to me.
No, but what he's saying is that torture's bad and he doesn't like it. It's really reverse psychology. He's trying to get you to use it against him when in fact you shouldn't. He loves it and he wants more of it. I can see it on his face. What nationality are you, sir, might I ask?
American?
Thought so.
What do you mean thought so? I don't understand.
Oh, that's us. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's us.
So okay. Americans love being tortured? That's where you're going here?
Oh, where are you to go there, slick?
I mean, all right. I don't love being... I guess I'm not an American, then. I don't love being tortured.
But you are an American, right?
I thought I was, but now you've gotten me all confused with your log cabin republicanism. Do you actually live in a log cabin?
Yes, that's exactly why they call me that.
Wow.
With about 8 other men that are usually nude.
Huh.
Interesting.
That's...
And are they all Republicans, or...?
Yes.
Okay.
That's an interesting lifestyle choice.
It's nice to have a unity of... political view. And what
do you have to worry about splinters a lot? You know, down there?
No, because we have plenty of bearskin rugs.
Ah,
it's not,
rugs.
Not so much a problem.
Okay, that's good.
It's more fleece.
All right, well, we really should start bringing this home, so I do want to go into our final arguments. Mr. Thomas, why don't you sum up for us why torture is not acceptable?
Torture is not acceptable because it's something that's supposed to be there between two semi-consenting adults.
No, why is it semi-consenting?
Well, it's because normally they struggle and they say no, and then eventually they're like, yes, I want more, and you know how they are.
Reluctant to some extent.
Do you actually know how it is, Frank Allen?
No, I was just,
oh,
I'm
believe
supposing.
Me, he does.
No, I'm supposing.
Who lives in your log cabin, Frank?
I don't live in a log cabin. I have a posh.
We had a little pre-show.
Penthouse.
Did you guys hear the one about Frank Allen's log cabin?
No, there isn't.
That's
one
gonna
about,
be on my next show.
There isn't one about that. There won't be one about. Look, I live in a very expensive. Oh, look, let's just go on. As you were saying, semi-consenting.
It just the sanctity of torture between one man and one woman, and sometimes one man and one man, but not legalized by the Constitution.
Okay.
Is something that's sacred, and you're trying to destroy it by letting the terrorists do it. Before you know it, polygamists are going to be wanting to be tortured.
And we don't want to. And then dogs will want to be tortured.
Dogs,
right?
Cows.
Makes sense. We don't. Why? We got to stop it somewhere. Ms. Small.
I would just like to say that as a former citizen of a planet that regularly utilized torture, I know that it is the most effective venue, most effective way to get what you want, and the most effective way to eventually achieve peace. And I would even go as so far to say that I think that Earth should be torturing more and should have stricter rules. For instance, I think we need to talk about where all of you tall people can walk and start punishing people for stepping in areas where they could possibly step on people like me, because that hurts.
Mm.
So I think that should be very torture-worthy.
But there's only one of you, so why would we even care?
Because you should care about everyone who lives on your planet.
Except the people being tortured, yeah.
We care about them. We care about the information they have.
What information is a person who accidentally stepped on you going to have that we need to retrieve?
It's a different scenario. I'm saying you shouldn't just go stepping where people could be. Not to mention that people from Planet Small could also come to this planet. We are very smart.
But
we could use our brains.
But if it's not... So you're saying we should use torture as an interrogation technique and as a punishment?
Yes.
Just for fun?
Yes.
And you're saying just for fun only?
No.
No, him.
Yes, exactly. Oh. You can see where the lines blur.
Yeah, it is kind of, but it's a very important distinction, and one that I have thought over quite a bit, and I gotta tell you, I think torture belongs in the bedroom only, because, you know, these things, it just doesn't sit well with me.
Such small brains and such big people.
It doesn't sit well with me torturing people against their will, or against their will completely anyway.
Are you implying that because you're small, you somehow have a larger brain in your itty-bitty brain cavity?
I'm saying that you people, being so large, should have equally large brains.
We do.
And don't compare to me.
Well, you know what that means. Small brains, small bodies, small something else.
No, she's talking.
I already said I didn't have any of those, sir.
Yeah. Well, at any rate. So that does mean Mr. Thomas did win the Debatatorium 2006 episode, which means he will be back in our next round for debating for the title of Debatiator of the Year. This is going to be very exciting. Don't fret, Ms. Small, that you may be able to come back as a wild card. We'll see. No promises. But sorry for your loss.
Me too.
Thank you for seeing the light.
No problem at all. My pleasure to see the light. This has been Debatatorium.
Not my fault. I can't see above your heads.
2006, and I hope you all enjoyed it. Good night.